You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdal. Shares of the Chinese property company that most people had never heard of until yesterday took a little dip on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in overnight trading. China Evergrande Group down 0.4%. The Nikkei in Tokyo down a couple of percent. Europe bounced back just fine. Wall Street came oh so close to breaking even. The lingering question, of course, is wait, what? How did this happen? I mean, sure, it's a global economy, but is Evergrande really the next Lehman Brothers? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is on the Too Big to Fail China desk today.
Evergrande is China's second largest property developer by sales. It's also invested in electric vehicles, media production. It has a theme park and 2,000 domestic subsidiaries. It is a big deal in China. What then is the connection to U.S. markets?
I think there is almost no real connection.
Nicholas Lardy is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
China does not have very many deep connections to the global financial system. Citibank and JP Morgan Chase have not lent a significant amount of money to Evergrande.
Some U.S. firms have bought Evergrande bonds. BlackRock held about 1% of its portfolio in Evergrande bond shares as of August, according to Morningstar. They might lose a lot of money, but that's not about to take down the whole global financial system. There is a more indirect way. Evergrande's problems are the world's problems, though.
Evergrande is potentially representative of a much broader set of problems across China's real estate sector.
Nick Consonary is an executive director at Eurasia Group.
That's a massive piece of China's economy. So as goes their real estate sector will go, China's growth outlook and really the outlook for emerging markets.
And in turn, global business. It's also hard to say how the Chinese government will want to handle all of this.
There is a scenario here where Beijing actively decides, you know, we're going to let Evergrande go to, you know, signal to investors there in China that the government's not always going to be a backstop.
That could backfire. Global investors don't need this Evergrande anxiety right now. Lindsay Bell is chief investment strategist at Ally Invest.
I think it was probably just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Markets were already uncomfortably high. Economic uncertainty was already building.
We already came off several months of weakening economic data. Then now supply chain concerns are ramping up. Inflation's still a question.
Add to that a little bit of concern over the health of the world's second largest economy and, well, presto, market mayhem. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Housing. It gives and it takes. The good news from real estate today? New housing starts were up about 4% in August. Permits to build said houses were up 6%. Most of those gains, though, were in apartment construction. Single-family homes actually saw a decline in starts overall, but not everywhere, because, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, for new homes, that location, location, location thing, it's really true.
Lennar, one of the country's biggest builders, was expecting to deliver at least 15,800 homes last quarter, but said today it came up 600 houses short, blaming, you guessed it, supply chain issues. In an earnings call, co-CEO John Jaffe rattled off a list of the biggest bottlenecks.
Engineered wood, windows, garage doors, paint, and vinyl siding.
Most buyers prefer doors and paint with their new homes. Some shortages are regional. Brick and lumber in Texas, concrete block and insulation in Florida, and workers in Texas and Minnesota. Robert Dietz, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says all that makes building slower and more expensive.
If you construct a basket of residential construction material goods, those prices are up about 20% year over year.
Dietz says lumber prices are down from their peak of about $1,500 per thousand board feet to more like $400. That should help in the coming months. Location matters in the pace of building, too. Kelly Mangold is with RCLCO Real Estate Consulting.
We've seen single-family homes starts increase in both the Northeast and the South. You know, builders are still finding creative ways to keep their pipelines moving.
Especially builders of multifamily housing. Groundbreaking on buildings with at least 5 units was up more than 20% last month. And with a shortage of at least 1 million units, any new housing is much needed housing. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.